This is an Eckerd College News Update. I'm your lunchtime conversation host, Nanette Weiser, and we want to thank Eckerd College and Tom Zucco, who wrote this column, as we deliver the news from local campuses from Bulls by the Bay to Eckerd College. So, hey, did you know this? If you take comics seriously, there's an Eckerd College autumn term course, and it's taught by the professor of literature and comparative literature, Jared Stark, PhD. He has taught the Serious Comics course for 2 decades. And it sounds like an oxymoron, Serious Comics, but it really is an important college campus. Students study serious cartooning, a popular but often overlooked art form where storytelling and the complex relationship between words and image is more valued than getting a laugh. And if you think about Mouse, M-A-U-S, the comic that takes on cats and mice, and is sort of a parallel universe to Nazis. If you look at some of the graphic comics from the past, and currently it is all the rage. They are important. They tell a story. They are graphic novels. And we'll have some links to some of the ones that are taught in this class. So he's taught this class for 2 decades. He is the author of 3 books, including his latest, A Death of One's Own, Literature, Law, and the Right to Die from Northwestern University. And among the serious comics that the course examines are ones that focus on, and get this, folks, these are really important topics, the bombing of Hiroshima and its aftermath, the Islamic Revolution in Iran, and the Holocaust. And there's even a textbook that he uses for the course, Scott McCloud's Understanding Comics, and it itself is a comic book. So Stark asks, how can comics have traditionally been a form of entertainment or escape, bear the weight of a painful personal history? Now, you know, I grew up with Mad Magazine, which I consider a graphic comic. And if you look back at the Mad Magazines, they were doing important issues from spy versus spy to snarky things, and political cartoons are also another part of this tradition. So part of the challenge is giving voice to a difficult history is that you need to find a new vocabulary to do it. If the story hasn't been told before, the vocabulary may not exist, and comic artists are particularly good at transforming comics to make it possible to tell previously silent stories in a new form. And so one of the examples Stark uses is what I mentioned earlier, Mouse, a survival tale. And this is a Pulitzer Prize winning groundbreaking book. It's a collection of cartoons published from 1980 to 1992, and it's based on the interviews Spiegelman had with his father, Polish Jew and Auschwitz survivor. You know, this is so important. The Florida Holocaust Museum just reopened yesterday on the 9th. Today is the 10th, and they actually have, they are the repository of Hillel Wiesel's archives. So this has never been in a time of hate and anti-Semitism as we look at the Jewish New Year and Rosh Hashanah. This is perhaps a class that is so important. So Spiegelman depicted the Nazis as cats and the Jews as mice. And listen, it wasn't Mickey Mouse, who always popped up uninjured in the next scene. Spiegelman's mice have scars and wounds, and the abstraction of a comic book character, says Stark, allows the reader to identify with that character. He also talks about in this class, and I don't know about you, but I'm a great fan of this, not just of the movies, but Watchmen and Persepolis, the story of childhood. They have large followings. They were an underground movement in the 60s and 70s. And that is the power of comics, to draw readers and to create an alternative world in which we can inhabit and imagine another experience. So for those of you who watch, are the great, oh my goodness, this jumped my head. But there used to be a comic in Los Angeles called Life in Hell. And it was Matt Groening, of course, and all of you know the famous cartoon that has gone on over and over again for years and years. But Life in Hell in the Reader, the LA Reader, was tackling controversial issues. So, you know, these underground movement in the comics and the power of comics to draw readers in, it's a very accessible art form. And, you know, now when you look at South Park, you don't realize that that was really controversial in the day. And of course, South Park, actually, there was controversy about whether it would be renewed or not this year. So at the end of the course, Stark asked the students to create their own serious comics based on events in their lives. And, you know, he basically is teaching them to express themselves through comics, serious really means honesty, Stark explains. How to tell the story or talk about an experience is a new adventure and a new expression. So we want to thank Tom Zucko, whose story appears on the eckerd.edu/news. /blogs. We will have that up in our article. Eckerd College is a repository of amazing professors, and I encourage you all to stay tuned to Eckerd News. We will do this for you a couple times a month for Lunchtime Conversations. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and a special thanks to Tom Zucko and the Eckerd News Department.